I'm on a roll here, folks. It's another rant time. All right, we got Kobe Bryant talking about going over to China to play, or maybe even Turkey. Dwight Howard talking about moving over to Europe and playing basketball. I don't think we're going to have an NBA season the way this is going. Now, let me get this straight. The economy sucks. We damn near defaulted as a federal, as a government, damn near defaulted on our obligations. So people almost didn't get their Social Security checks this month. Soldiers almost didn't get paid. People who needed WIC and food stamps almost didn't get them this month. And there's a lockout in the NBA. The NFL came to their senses. It was a big shadow egotistical play going on about who can split up the $9 billion pie. But when the season came calling, yes, the deal was made and the sides were sort of happy. And now we have this frantic free agency period and all is well and football will kick off a few days after Labor Day. The NBA, well, if you're expecting the finals to take place in 2012, let's just say the Dallas Mavericks may be champions for 2 years running. Except they won't be playing, having two championship rings. Now, the fact is that the NBA should get their asses in gear. Same with the Players Association. Sit down at the bargaining table and work this thing out. Because it's obscene. In these difficult economic times, for professional athletes and for owners of professional sports teams to be bitching about money, get a deal done. Lock yourselves away in some posh resort and don't come back until you have a deal. I don't care what you've got to do to get it done, just get it done. Don't send these players overseas and let them play in Turkey or Italy or Greece or China or wherever. They need to play here. The jobs impacted by a loss of an NBA season would be huge. People are already being laid off and the layoffs will continue. Cities will see revenues. Revenues dive because of a loss of an NBA season. And you're bitching about millions of dollars. People are worried about paying their car payment or their house payment or their electric bill or their cell phone bill or the medicine for their kids or their elderly loved ones. And you're worried about millions of dollars. Get a deal done. Make some sacrifices, get some consensus going, do whatever you got to do. Get it done. And another thing. Let me be the first to say to the sports networks, especially ESPN, stop kissing the ass of these athletes. Stop worshiping at their altars. Be critical. Kobe Bryant went and defended LeBron James. Skip Bayless went after him. Guess who's probably going to get the better coverage? Kobe Bryant. They're going to go, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't pick on LeBron James so much. LeBron James choked in the NBA Finals. It's clear as crystal what he did and didn't do in the Finals. And he's got to step up the next time there is an NBA season. So are we actually going to have an NBA basketball? Sure as hell doesn't look like it. I mean, you've got star players planning to play overseas next year. Yeah, that's really warms the cockles of my heart to see our pro players going overseas because their players association can't get the job done to get a deal done with the league. I'm not picking sides here, folks. I just want a deal done. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.